you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So basically what you're saying is you are toxic.
I don't think I'm toxic. I think I'm a very generous guy. I feel like I come with rules. In everything in life, you know, rules and regulations.
What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast, dubbed number one podcast in the world by myself and A-Dub.
Yes, that's all that matters in this case.
That's all that matters. Okay. Yes. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. And today we have a super, super special guest.
Give it up for Cranium.
Woo! I am your lovely host, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
So this is a hip-hop podcast, but today we have a reggae artist.
Yeah.
So we're switching up the flavor today, all right? We got Cranium in the building. What's going on? What do you have going on? What have you been up to during this quarantine? Give us the rundown.
Actually, I just finished my album yesterday, actually. So I'm excited.
Okay.
So that's basically what I've been doing. I've been recording a lot and just I'm in Jamaica now. I just flew out here yesterday, and I mean, I have a family situation, but other than that, I'm just out here just like, you know, giving thanks and just breathing like, whoa, you know, finally, you know, it took a while to like really finish it. But since the quarantine, I feel like there's so much inspiration that come from like natural parts of your mind, your imagination open wider, because we don't have the access of like flying all over the place and being inspired by that. No, it's just based off memories and just based off just you as an individual and just like, you know, off your personality and vibe. So I feel like I'm excited about this album because it's just all natural stuff. It's nothing forced. It's nothing extra. It's just you, the individual, the personality, and just naturalness of your surrounding.
So what are some of the themes you're exploring in this album then, since you said it's coming all from you and memories and your own past experiences? What are you talking about?
A lot of sex arguments and yeah.
That's the vibes for the new album.
That's the vibe. You know what I mean? I'm gonna make you guys have a wonderful summer and a beautiful winter when it comes back.
We need that. Streets are back open.
Right. Yes. Open. Man.
I saw that you were tweeting that you needed a name for the album. Did you ever figure out anything?
I haven't found a name yet, actually. But, you know, sometimes we always name the album based off of our favorite single off of the album, our favorite song off of the album. But this time, I feel like I want to get fans involved. So I feel like this time, I really want to make a fan choose the actual album name. I haven't done it on Instagram yet. I just tested it on Twitter, but I think I'm gonna get there.
Yeah, I saw the Twitter and a couple of tweets, and some of them were good. I feel like people were just kind of like picking names and like throwing
Yeah.
names there, but yeah, I think Instagram did a lot more than
comments. Yeah, man. I can't wait. I'm gonna post a picture and I'm gonna ask. 100%, yeah.
Yes.
I'm gonna ask.
Have you seen any names that you liked up there where you like, that one can kind of work?
I kind of see something, but you know what's crazy? Because a fan gave me the name Melody Cat. So I know what they're telling. I know what they're and I see I have a whole chain made out of a Melody God. So you know, like,
right.
I know that they're out there, the inspiration, and like is definitely there. It's just that I feel like I gotta post on Instagram though. As she said, Instagram is where it's like, all right, you know, they get really creative. So I feel like, but on Twitter, I haven't seen any that was like, wow. It was more like, not bad. You know what I mean? But I'm waiting for that.
Okay, got you.
That catchy one. That, you know, that McDonald's. You know, I'm waiting for it.
All right, you're going to get it. Watch, as soon as you throw it up on IG, it's going to come for sure.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about you, because obviously you spoke on being in Jamaica right now. You're from Jamaica, but you moved to the States. Now, did you come to the States to pursue music, or did you just come to the States and you wound up doing music once you got out here?
I come to the States without a chance. You know, my parents just wake up one day and say, you're going to America. And I'm like, really? And the next thing I know, I was in America. I felt I'm no different from Akeem from coming to America. That's literally my story. We just wake up and reach. You know what I mean? No, well, not Akeem. Akeem friend. What's his name again? What's Akeem's best friend name? The sticky, whatever his name is.
You got it.
That's me. I just follow the parents. And when I got here, I just fell in love with it. I love New York so much. And I brag about it all the time. Because just me being a Caribbean kid and just learning about different Caribbean islands, like my brothers and my sisters on the other side, like seeing my Trinidadian friends and my St. Vincent. And you know what I mean? Just and the Bahamas, just people from different islands, just like you in America. In New York, the melting pot where the vibe is, you know, Eastern Park. It's just like, it was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to love this. The girl, them look good. Like, I have options. I have so many options. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is going to be, I'm going to have an amazing time. So,
big reggae scene, big dance hall scene.
Huge. So, when I got here, I just fell in love with it. And, I didn't come for do music, per se. I came here, as I said, as a child who, you know, your parents migrate to the state for a better life and to live the American dream. And I'm happy that they see that I came and made the best of the opportunity that I have got. You know what I mean? And, but yeah.
Let's get into some of his music, A-Dub.
Yeah. I was about to say, you focused on the reggae music when you came to New York. And It may be a little bit, because I have New York friends when I was like living up there upstate, and they would say that it's like kind of competitive or like it's hard to show love. Is it the same for like reggae and dancehall in New York or compared to like rappers in New York?
I think that happened in all genres, but I just feel like for me, honestly, it's just more like I don't care. I have this I don't care attitude. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why I've reached where I reach, because I just don't care. I just make good music that sounds good, that people gonna like and find catchy topics and topics that people are afraid to sing about. So for me, it's like that do play a part, but I ignore all of that. So it doesn't affect me.
That's good. That's how you gotta keep it. So
yeah,
make your music and focus on you and your sound, and everything else will follow.
That's it.
Correct. So let's talk about the EP that you had out before. Big thing for you was Toxic. Yeah. What was going on at your life in that point when you made Toxic?
Well, to be honest with you, I had Girl Policy, which is one of the biggest dance I reckon that came out during the quarantine, hands down. The record had such a big impact in the culture that I felt like I wanted to extend that. I wanted to create something around it, you know, a whole body of work around Girl Policy, because it was too amazing to leave by itself. I had to carry the story. So I had like a song called Black Traffic, which is talking about girls that's just look too good across the street and guys was crashing their car because of how good she looked. Then I have songs like Through the Window, where I was trapped in a house with a girl and her boyfriend came home. You know, like toxic stuff around it that just, and then Girl Palace was basically speaking about females who really think they could call a man house after 9 o'clock, knowing that you're a side chick. We don't do that over this time. You know what I mean?
So basically what you're saying is you are toxic.
I don't think I'm toxic. I think I'm a very generous guy. I feel like I come with rules. I feel like in everything in life, you know, rules and regulation. In school, there's rules. Everything is rules. So I'm not toxic.
I don't know. That's what a toxic person would say.
No,
I don't think I'm toxic. I have a splash.
A little sprinkle.
That. A little bit of splash. You know, yeah, I'm the topping on pizza. A little bit.
We got you.
He's given the rules of being toxic. Like, he may not be toxic, but he know his thing of, If one wanted to be toxic.
But the crazy thing is, I'm going to be honest, the best relationship I've ever been in was a toxic one.
Really?
I swear to God.
How toxic
was it?
It?
You know, you eat crab legs?
Mm-hmm.
So I love crab legs. That's one of my favorite things. Anything you want to, if there's anything to know about me is that I love crab legs, right? But when you go to wherever it is to get the crab legs, they ask you, do you want it mild, medium, or spicy? I like my toxic medium. I don't like the spicy. Mm-hmm. So I don't want the car, I don't want the car in the burst. I don't want the tires snatched. I don't want my car key. But the medium part, I like the arguments. Get out my car. Don't talk to me. The 2-day malice. We don't speak for 3 days. I love that.
Love it.
You're sounding more and more toxic right now. You're not helping your case. But what's the most toxic thing you've ever done? Because you talk about a girl slashing your car. And
the most toxic stuff I've ever done was argue with someone. They went out to a dinner, and when it came home, I was already home. I was in the house. Yeah.
Not you was breaking and entering.
Not breaking and entering. I had a key. So,
oh, okay.
I had a key. So she came when I was just in there. She just looked at me like I'm crazy. Like, I told her I'm done. We're done. It's over. Don't ever talk to me again. Block her and everything. And she came home when I was there.
Whew. Oh, yeah. You toxic, for real. Were you in there waiting in the dark? Or did you have the light on? Like, paint this picture for us.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I didn't even remember. I just remember I was drinking. I was like, you know what? I'm done. Don't ever talk to me again. You're the worst person in the world, blah, blah, blah. You know that, you know, I wish you all the best. You know, every relationship, when somebody loves somebody, the last text is, I wish you all the best.
You'll never find another. Have a nice life.
Yep. You'll never find another like me, which is the point. If I break up with you, I wish I don't find somebody like you. But it's just crazy what we think. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? I wish, you know what I mean? And then I just went to her house. I went inside and I fell asleep. And she came home when I was sleeping. And she was like, yo, you sick. I was like, I know. Yeah.
Toxic Tales. We're going to start a new segment on DX Daily called Toxic Tales. Started by you, Cranium.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Sign me up.
Now, let's go on to some of the topics.
Right. So A$AP Rocky, well, he was named for GQ Magazine's the prettiest man alive this year. They think he's real pretty. But he also talked about Rihanna in the cover. He was basically saying that Rihanna is like the one. Like, he's like, Rihanna.
Shit, I would say the same shit too.
You would say the same about Rihanna?
Yeah, I love. Hell yeah! He's not. He's. I think he's been honest.
You think so?
You can't be. You see, the thing is, like, for me, it's like me living in New York, dating an American girl. I love it. You know.
Okay.
I love American girls, and especially with culture, if that makes sense. Like, you know that they know the culture. They're like, oh, I love the whole culture vibe. So I like their relationship as a couple, as just being that Caribbean girl, for him as an American with that culture different. I think it's dope, man. I feel like that's what I'm all for. I'm all into like mixture of cultures and like learning stuff, and my kid growing up in the culture and learning different things. So for me, he's not wrong. I think Rihanna is somebody who, when you look at Rihanna, you just know Rihanna smells good. Rihanna just look like she smells good.
Everybody says she smells good. Like,
she just look like she smells good. And she just look like that's she vibes and she look fun. Right. Rihanna look like you have the best fun in your life, girl.
You know what one of my life slogans are when I just want to have fun and I want to have a great time? It's WWRRD. What would Riri do?
Exactly.
That is one of my life slogans. Yeah, what Rihanna's would Riri cool. do?
He's just one of those person that is so cool. To the point is anything he says, I believe it. He's not lying. You know, even if he's lying, he's not lying.
No, this is their second time around. He wasn't trying to let that go.
Right. Oh, they did it before?
Yeah. Yeah, they had a thing before, years ago, before she was with Hassan, the billionaire guy.
Okay.
Yeah, she was dating ASAP for a little while.
Oh, so maybe that's what happened for life then.
Maybe.
You know, because we don't normally
they spun the block.
Yeah.
We don't normally go back to exes. So when it happened, that means it's major.
Have you ever gone back?
No, because normally when I break up with somebody, I hit everything. The mother, the father, the sister, the brother, the niece, the nephew, everything. The block where she come from, the area, the city, the state, you know? Yeah, so...
Everything.
You
don't even like women that are the same height as her after you die.
No, you know what I mean? Everything. Yeah, so, you know what I mean? Me not like what she listened to. Nothing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Once you're done with somebody, everybody else is done. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't tell me happy birthday. Tell your mama said happy birthday. She don't like you anymore. You know, I'm back for that.
It's a wrap.
Because I'm going to lie. I'm going to say, mommy, she did the worst thing to me. When I'm finished telling her a story and paint the picture, she don't like you anymore.
All right, well, that's Rocky and Rihanna. Looks like they might be on the way to tying the knot. But let's go on to this upcoming fight. So yeah. Jake Paul's back at it again. Do you know who Jake Paul is?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the latest with Jake Paul, A-Dub?
Well, Jake Paul, I get him and Logan confused sometimes, so forgive me. But Jake Paul is the one that's, I guess, more professionally boxing. And I think he's the one going up with Mayweather, right? Or is it Logan? See, I get him confused.
One of the Paul brothers.
I just could answer that question, like, simply. I don't think nobody's going to beat Mayweather, if I'm being fair. And I feel like, can you imagine Mayweather losing to for a charity fight?
No.
For his own intent. And it will happen. You know, it's just like, I ride motorcycle. I'm very good at riding motorcycle. And for some weird reason with motorcycle, anybody who ride motorcycle could confess this. You could be the best rider in the world. Something about crowd. Once it's a lot of people, the bike just feel like it has a mind of its own. It's just, I don't know why, but I just feel like once it's a lot of people, you just fall off of the bike. So it's one of those situations where you might just doing it for a charity fight where you might lose. It's weird, man.
I can't see it, man. I can't see Mayweather doing that. If anything, if Mayweather, by some stretch of the imagination, were to lose this fight, it's because he got paid $1 billion to throw it. Like, that's the only way I could ever picture Mayweather losing this fight. Like, getting paid to throw it.
You remember when that guy was fighting Anthony Joshua from the UK? I don't know if you guys remember that story. And that guy beat the hell out of him, man. And I was frightened because I had my entire heart and, like, my whole life bet that he can beat Joshua. So he's never over until anything can happen, man. Because because you're so professional, that the other person is not professional like you, so you don't think like you, and that's the problem. They don't think like how you think. You get what I mean? So the moves that you normally make as a professional, that person won't make it. It's just like when I'm writing music, he'd be the most random person in the studio to just say some cool thing, like, yo, that's so cool. I would never ever think that. So I don't know, man. I don't see Mayweather losing at all, 100%, but a guy might, you know, they say coward guys swing heavy, so he might be coward and just make that one swing and it just happens, so. Let's see.
Right. He's supposed to be fighting somebody else now, too, right?
Yeah, apparently there's a bodyguard that passed away, Shamir Boulevard, or Shadow, and he was a bodyguard for a couple other celebrities. But he was the bodyguard for Jake Paul and 6ix9ine at one time. And 6ix9ine, I guess, kind of disrespected that bodyguard's death in a way. And basically, Jake Paul and 6ix9ine are kind of like throwing shots on Instagram, and now they want to fight. So I don't know if that's going to happen streetwise or in the ring type of thing, but 6ix9ine,
that would be big.
And that'd be a big one. Everybody would tune in that everybody wants to see 6ix9ine get beat up. Also, people want to see Jake Paul get beat up too. So it's like, you know,
I would watch that.
I think that would happen too, because I feel like 6ix9ine is hurting for cash right now. Like, we haven't seen him doing any shows, any type of music, like doing major numbers like he was once doing. I think he might be looking for some cash. He might definitely be looking for some cash. And you know, he spends tons of money on security as well. So
let's see. I think the kids would love to see it. That's crazy.
Well, in some unfortunate news, Lil Reese was shot again. And I was just like, woo, how many times is this going to happen? What are the details on this one?
Well, they're now saying that, because I guess that ties back into 6ix9ine a little bit, because 6ix9ine was trolling him on Instagram, but there's some updates with the whole shooting thing. They're saying that according to authorities, the incident began
stole a car.
He had like stolen somebody's car. They tracked down the car, which like the guy was like 55 years old. He confronted the men, which was Reese and the two other people, inside the stolen vehicle, and then during the exchange, that's when they emerged and opened fire. So it was definitely stealing car, and the man confronted them, and then bop, bop, bop.
If I had been shot before, I'm not about to be stealing nobody's car. I'm not putting, right? I'm not doing anything that's going to put me in the line of fire yet again. No way.
Because that hurt. I don't know. It hurts. I saw it. I read the story. I was like, that's crazy. That's all I can say is crazy. You know what's crazy though, man? I feel like in life sometimes, like when them things happen, it's like being arrested. The first time you got arrested, like, it's always happening. Like you open a new gate of certain things. I don't know. I hope. You know, we don't wish that for nobody, you know. Mm-mm. We don't wish that for nobody. Only our enemies, obviously, but we don't wish that for nobody. It's good people out there. And, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. So things that happen sometimes and sometimes unfortunate and they learn, you know what I mean? So hopefully he learns from this. And I don't like seeing artists get hurt. I hate that. I feel like artists were sent on earth to, like, spread that light and spread that more. Each time I see an artist get a hit or somebody become popular, famous, or a celebrity, I feel like it shines light on somebody who's just like that, younger, that's coming up. You know what I mean? So I don't like to see when talented people get hurt. Nobody get hurt, period. But I feel like there's so much lanes to be opened by us as people who's on the forefront for other people that need proper examples and proper guidance. And I don't like to see people getting shot and the artists that's coming up feel like that's going to happen to them too if they follow this path, or you know what I mean? So sometimes it's just crazy, you know what I mean? But things has to happen for you to learn. I guess that's what it is.
Like, no one ever plans to be shot or like in hurt or in danger, but like we do see a lot with artists like coming up such as Pop Smoke and other things like that. Is it always like a common fear with celebrities and artists when they get a little fame that more eyes are on them, where it's more like bad eyes are on them, where something bad could happen? Do y'all like ever be worried about that a lot, like every day, like something this could be the last, or?
I just feel like, people follow the light you shine. Mm-hmm. If you go to a Aquarium show, there's a million girls in the show. Mm-hmm. So the energy you bring, it follows 1,000%.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I think that's what it is. So if for example, if I'm in a situation where there's a bunch of guys come at Cranium for some vibe or something, and something happened to them, the story's going to be like, yo, they had to mess with him because that's not his character.
Right.
I don't spread that light. You have to be definitely a hater for trying. You know what I mean? But when you see certain things, you attract certain things. You just got to deal with it. You know, whatever you give out, you take, you deal with what you give out. That's all it is. I believe in that 100%.
Has any guy ever come at you over vibe or anything like that?
All the time. And then you realize that, oh, this is not just singing. Oh, he's real. You know what I mean? So it happens, but we don't sing about it, if that makes sense. We don't need to sing about choppers and blah, blah, blah. I just make good music, but I always sing about taking some of the girls. Obviously, we might have a work with one-man girl and the man find out, say, me have him girl, and you know, like an argument starts, and you know, that's simple stuff. But other than that, like, you do get what you give off, 100%.
Yeah.
I just hope nobody's have my girl right now, hopefully, you know.
Knock on wood.
Oh, let's talk about this Lollapalooza lineup.
Yes, big lineup.
So we got some big headliners, Meg Thee Stallion, The Baby, Young Thug. Who else is on that thing?
Yeah, already it sounds good. Let's see. They got, you know how they do the little print down at the bottom? My eye's not good. You got Post Malone, Tyler, the Creator, The Baby, Roddy Ricch, Young
Thug. Wait, they have Post Malone in the small part?
No, big part for Post Malone. My bad.
Oh, all right, what?
It's so many. You see how many people that is?
Oh, that's wow. Crazy. That looks like Rolling Loud lineup.
Low key.
But yeah. That's some big names already. But speaking of festivals, like, what's the largest festival or show or anything that you've done so far in your career? Like, the biggest thing you've done.
I've done some big ones. I don't remember. I've done some crazy ones. I could tell you the most fun ones I had. Like, One Africa Fest was amazing. Because for me, it's not really the crowd per se. It's more the vibe. I could remember, like, nice vibe. So, like, One Africa Fest was a nice vibe. Reggae tip, New York. Oh, actually, I had an amazing time at Summer Jam.
Ooh, Summer Jam.
Yeah, I had an amazing time.
That's classic.
Yeah,
I had an amazing time at Summer Jam. Yeah, amazing.
Okay, but I did want to get your opinion on this because we always do this, like, with our rappers or singers that come on. We ask them their top five. Who's your top five reggae or dance hall artists, people that you hold in that high regard?
Bounty Killer, Beanie Man, Mavado, Vybz Kartel, and for me, as inspiration, Worldwide, Sean Paul.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good lineup right there. Yeah. Did you watch the Beanie Man Bounty Killer versus?
This is the best versus that happened. I'm not even hating. It's the best because you get the whole culture in 30 minutes. It's amazing. You can't beat that. That's Beanie Man, that's Bounty Killer, you know what I mean? So
they brought the verses back to life.
No, it's crazy because when I watch that verses, I'm thinking in my head like, wow, this is like a stage show. I didn't feel like it was a verse. It felt like an actual live show. It's weird. You know, everybody has played this song and played this song. With them, it was like, da, 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 da. It's like back and forth. It's amazing. And most people, like, I was talking to a girl at the time, and she was like, I don't understand what they're saying, but the vibe is so amazing. You can't buy that. You can't buy that. This is this natural, pure gift that God give these people to, like, entertain a crowd without being in front of their face. It's weird, man. It's weird. Because I'm being
it's the energy. Weird. It's the energy you guys have. Reggae artists, dancehall artists, the energy, no one competes with that type of energy. It's crazy. But we know your phone's about to die. We do want to wrap you up. Let us know everything that you have coming. Talk about the album one more time. Talk about where people can follow you. Plug everything. Everything you got going.
So you can follow me on Instagram at Cranium, K-R-A-N-I-U-M. My Twitter is at The Real Cranium. The album is coming out soon. Thank you guys for love and support. I appreciate it. I have some dope features about to drop too, you know what I mean? With my American friends and my African friends. And you know what I mean? Like, mixed culture, I know I always mix my records. And but follow me on Instagram, Cranium, K-R-A-N-I-U-M, because my DM's looking wonderful, so.
That's what I love too. I had to slip that in there too, like, about people like you, Burna Boy. Like, you guys always work with American artists, you work with hip hop artists, and you guys just fuse the sounds really well. It's super dope. So we appreciate you for that. A-Dub, anything else you want to get in there?
Basically, you said the same thing. I'm glad you hit on the whole like crossover genres, because of course, Nobody Has to Know, Ty Dolla $ign, the one with Tory Lanez, and so many others.
Weekend.
Exactly. It's just like a great vibe. It's like, for those who like appreciate different type of music and different type of cultures and genres, it's so dope seeing our little American culture blend with reggae and dancehall culture and Caribbean culture. So I love it. Thank you for like being that artist for us, and
respect.
It's just much love for sure. So
big up yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. That wraps up today's episode of DX Daily. As always, follow us, subscribe to us, tap in with us on all platforms, anywhere you listen to your podcast. It's DX Daily. You can follow me and A-Dub as well. I'm at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
Yes, and we will see you with more daily news.